I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So can you just tell us a little bit about what's going on in the room behind you right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have been implementing what we like to call customer connections across our service territories where, a customer is always welcome to call into our toll-free 1-800 number for any kind of concerns or questions that they may have about their bill. What we like to do is bring actual customer service reps into a community to sit down one-on-one with a customer face-to-face to be able to kind of review everything across their bill, help explain any questions that they have, and hopefully provide them the information that they're looking for.
How many reps are here today?
We have 4 reps right now. There are travel reps. So, it's one of those things where we're not necessarily pulling resources away from our call center, but, we have 4 that are coming in.
I was speaking to the VP of customer service last week, and she said, if there are a lot of people here, then the reps are going to stay a little bit longer to help these people. Is that true?
Yeah, we're going to stay as long as we can. We do have 4 of them scheduled, as you know. We're here in the town of Clarence, and we're going to be in the town of Cheektowaga this evening. We're also going to be in the village of Depew and the village of Alden tomorrow. And so we're going to try to do our best. We appreciate those supervisors and mayors for accommodating us and opening up their municipal buildings to help their constituents and our customers.
How does it feel to see the crowd of people in there to come out and partake in this? You set it up and see so many people come in to ask their questions.
Yeah, it's great to see. Again, people, if they have concerns about their bills at all, they should be reaching out. We're here to give that one-on-one, face-to-face support. We're going to try to get through everybody, but the commitment is that we will have a customer service representative make contact with everybody who is here today.
This is like the 8th or 9th story 7 years has done about these smart meters since the beginning. Do you feel that the reports about all these customer complaints led to today?
I would say that we have had increased inquiries about high billing that has gone on because of the warmer than normal summer that we've had. People have made the correlation to a smart meter, which high bills are not the result of a smart meter. And so this is along the lines of we've been doing these in other parts of our service territory, and we felt that this was a time to kind of, as we're seeing an uptick in people inquiring about their bills, let's bring them in and get the answers questioned. Questions answered. Sorry, guys.
I know you don't need to bring your bills here, but what's going to help expedite the process for the people coming to?
Name and service address is really all we need. You don't have to necessarily have your account number. We can find that.
Depending how today goes, do you plan on helping maybe do like something like this yet in the future?
Yeah, we will. We don't have any scheduled as of yet because, again, like I said, we are doing these across our service territory. We cover 40% of upstate New York. So as we're able to kind of bring them in and set up more, we will look and do that and publicize that for folks.
Now, you touched up on this a little bit already before. What are some main points that you think people bring up that you guys were want to cover?
So it's really not that we're looking for main points we want them to bring up. We just want to be able to address the concerns and the questions that our customers have.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.